Now, the rest of the story. This is about another George Washington, named for the father of our country, but he was born almost 100 years later. His birthplace was a military post, Fort Wayne, Indiana. His daddy was from Ireland, had fought on the other side during the American Revolution. At the war's end, he'd moved his family to America, had become an officer in the United States Army, and he named his first son George Washington. In 1819, young George was appointed to the United States Military Academy. At West Point, he distinguished himself as a draftsman. Upon graduation, Second Lieutenant George Washington was assigned to topographical duty. George returned to West Point as a teacher, and then was assigned to survey our international boundary with Canada. So gifted was this other George Washington that he was also assigned by our government to assist the location and construction of the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, and then three other railroads. George resigned from the Army in 1833, became a civilian engineer. He built railroad locomotives. And when the Western Railroad of Massachusetts wanted to lay track through the Berkshires between Springfield and Pittsfield, many engineers called the task impossible. So, they let George do it. His remarkable capacity for resolving the impossible, especially in that difficult terrain, attracted the attention of the Russians. In 1842, the Tsar asked our George Washington to come to Russia to route a projected railroad between St. Petersburg and Moscow, and George went, and he did. Now, this Russian railroad was to be 420 miles long, double track, and the Tsar wanted it finished in 7 years. And while many engineers would have said impossible, George finished it in 6 years. George was so ahead of his time that he urged the adoption of narrow gauge track years before America made it standard. In Russia, he constructed fortifications and docks and an iron bridge over the Neva River with such vision and dispatch that he was decorated by the Emperor with the Order of St. Anne. Shortly thereafter, weakened from a bout with Asiatic cholera and plagued by heart trouble, he died, and he was only 49. For the magnitude of his accomplishments, one might expect his name to be emblazoned across the pages of history, but it's not. This other George Washington is a forgotten man. It's his wife, you know. And it is his wife you have remembered. The reason is an overshadowing coincidence of fate. I've just described for you a most brilliant designer-engineer who left a legacy on two continents, but who has been ignored by history. Because George had five sons, and one son, James, became an artist. And the artist painted a portrait of his mother, and everybody knows her, but this railroad-building genius history forgot was Major George Washington Whistler. Forgotten because he was artist James Whistler's father. And now you know the rest of the story.